If you ask me, why do I stand here so unafraid of everything around me? Proudly I would say, I am a Muslim. If you ask her, why does she dress that way, all covered up in a world that gives it all away? Proudly she would say, I am a Muslim.
Islamic laws.
If you ask him, why does he still pray 5 times a day when so many others have strayed? Smiling, he would say, I am a Muslim.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to another edition of the program Islamic Laws on IRIB English Radio. With me, Muhammad Jawad, hosting this program, and Sheikh Javid, our guest speaker. Assalamu alaikum, Sheikh, and welcome to the studio.
Alaikum salam wa rahmatullah. Thank you for having me.
You're welcome. We have been discussing some of the jurisprudential laws pertaining to the will or testament according to fatwas issued by Shahid Ayatollah Khamenei or martyred Ayatollah Khamenei. And now we'd like to continue along the same line. Someone has instructed in his will, Sheikh Javid, that they pay a sum of his money to someone else to recite verses of the Holy Quran in the eminent city of Najaf. Or he endowed a property for the same purpose. The executor of the will, the person in charge of the endowment, cannot, for reasons beyond their control, for example.
Right.
So they cannot send the money to Najaf to hire someone to do so. What should be done here?
Well, it depends on the situation and whether that individual is able or not to do and to comply with the will. If it is possible to carry out the will in the future even if there is delay, there is a kind of, it is deferred sometimes for some reasons or one or another, it will be obligatory to wait and execute the will as instructed.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Because, the will states clearly that, for example, the Quran be recited in the holy city of Najaf.
Mm-hmm.
No one knows what the reason why he has made such a will. Mm-hmm. But anyhow, if someone accepts to fulfill the instruction and go ahead and comply with it,
mm-hmm.
then it will be necessary. If there are hurdles or barriers and under no circumstance he is available to do this, then he is relieved of the obligation because it's not possible.
Mm.
But if in the future it is quite permissible, it's quite okay and possible to act and to fulfill the will, it should be done.
I see. Well, prior to her death, my mother instructed me to spend the proceeds from the sale of her jewelry in charitable avenues on Thursday nights. I have done so ever since her death. What should I do in the event of traveling to a non-Muslim country?
Okay. Well, unless it is clear that the deceased intended charity for both Muslims and non-Muslims, the funds must be spent on Muslims only. Because the charity goes to Muslims first and foremost.
Mm-hmm.
But if it was stated by the man's mother,
mm-hmm.
Clearly that the charity must be distributed among the poor, regardless of their belief, Muslims or non-Muslims, no problem.
Mm-hmm.
So he should do so.
No problem.
Even charity can go to non-Muslims who are mm-hmm. needy. In many cases, of course. If a person goes to a foreign country, the money should be entrusted to a reliable person in a Muslim country
mm-hmm.
so that the will may be acted upon.
Mm-hmm. They will be put in charge, for
yes.
example, or appointed to do so,
right.
or continue to do so, actually. Okay, thank you very much. Let's take a short break, and then we'll be back and continue our program, Islamic Laws on IRIB English Radio. Stay tuned.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد.
Welcome back to the program Islamic Laws on RIB English Radio with me, Muhammad Jawad, hosting this program, and Sheikh Javed, our guest speaker. We are speaking about some of the jurisprudential laws related to the will or the testament according to fatwas issued by Shahid Ayatollah Khamenei or martyred Ayatollah Khamenei. Well, Sheikh Javed, somebody asked us in his will, a person has instructed that parts of his land should be sold and the proceeds spent in holding memorial services and other charitable causes. The sale of the land to a third party would put the inheritors in an unbearable situation. So, is it permissible for them to buy the land for themselves and pay for it by installments, whereby they can spend the money in the avenues that the testator had named with the knowledge of both the executor and the supervisor?
Right. Well, the inheritors may purchase the land themselves, even in several installments, provided that a fair market price should be paid by the one who purchases the land. And then the executor and supervisor approve of this arrangement.
Yes.
This is the second condition. Mm-hmm. The third condition is that installments should not delay the execution of the will.
Yes.
Okay. There are certain he may have a piece of land to be sold. He may have other prayers and fasting to be observed by the inheritors. So, or maybe these are included in the testament or in the will, and so if there is a delay, such a thing is not permissible. Installments should not delay the execution of the will. This is the third condition, and the fourth condition is that the testator did not intend immediate cash expenditure. The testator did not intend immediate cash expenditure. Mm-hmm. If he did, because you are going to pay the price in several installments, then of course that expenditure which has to take place immediately will not happen.
I see. Somebody asked us, on his deathbed, a person appointed two people, one as an executor and the other deputy. However, later on he changed his mind and informed both the appointees of his new decision. He wrote another will whereby he appointed one of his relatives in his absence as the executor. With the existence of the second will, would the first one still be valid? Suppose that the first two people who were appointed by the deceased as his executors in the first will acted according to the now revoked will. Would their action be unlawful, so much so that they should pay actually the second executor what they had already spent from the deceased property?
Right. Well, a will can be revoked during the testator's lifetime. Yeah. Everyone, the testator, has the right to revoke what he had earlier prescribed or stated in his will. And of course, once the will is revoked, the dismissed executor has no authority to act, because he's no longer has the authority and permission to go forward and act. Any action taken afterward requires approval of the valid executor, who is the current executor, obviously.
Yes.
And otherwise, if, for example, the first executor goes ahead and takes action and and acts according to the will left in the first scenario, then he will be liable for compensation. He has to compensate for the wrong or for any loss that occurs. Yes.
I see. Thank you very much, Sheikh Javid. Let's take another break and then we'll be back and continue our program Islamic Laws on IRIB English Radio. Don't go away.
This is Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran.
Contact us at EnglishRadio@irib.ir.
Welcome back to the program Islamic Laws on IRIB English Radio with me, Mohammad Javed, hosting the program, and Sheikh Javed, our guest speaker. We are speaking about some of the jurisprudential laws related to the will or the testament based on the fatwas issued by Shahid Ayatollah Khamenei or martyred Ayatollah Khamenei. Well, Sheikh Javed, somebody asked us, in his will, a person directed that certain property should be given to one of his sons. 2 years right. later, this person changed his will. Would this change of heart be shari'i or lawful? And suppose that the person is ill to such an extent that he needs care. Would the responsibility of providing such care fall on the shoulders of his eldest son, who is the executor of his will, or should it be shared among all his inheritors?
Yeah, that's a very good question.
Okay.
Well, changing a will is valid as long as the testator is mentally sound.
Yes.
He is mentally healthy. An insane person is somehow interdicted. He is called mahjur in Arabic and Farsi, and also in legal and jurisprudential terminology. A person who is interdicted has no right of discretion over his property. So if a testator is in a proper mental health, he has the right to revoke or change his will and to create a new will. That's it. The most recent will prevail, means it is the last will that is binding and not the earlier will, because the earlier one was revoked. As for care during illness, that's a very important question, because some people believe that it's okay. It is, for example, the responsibility of the eldest son to take care of the child, not the other children, not the daughters of the deceased or the patient, for example. No, that's not the case. It is necessary for all the heirs, for all the children, to take good care of their father or their mother as far as they can, as far as they can afford. Of course, the one who is in a better financial position has more responsibility than someone who is, for example,
destitute or
actually desperate.
Yes.
So everyone, according to his capability, according to his financial ability, must fulfill this
their
responsibility. And this is a shared responsibility.
Yes, exactly.
Not the executor alone.
Thank you very much, Sheikh Javed. Thank you. Thank you, my dear listeners, for joining your own program, Islamic Laws, on IRIB English Radio, in which we try to deal with some of the jurisprudential laws related to the will. Thank you. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah wa barakatuh.
محيي المميت
لا إله إلا هو